I mean, 2 inches is way bigger than we all think, right?
No.
Like, people say 2 inches and they think it's small. 2 inches, I think, is actually pretty big.
All the black people in the room got real quiet.
Right?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I was like, nah, nigga.
Sorry, G.
Nah. Sorry, G. It's crazy because I actually.
But 2 inches is just bigger than anyone would think, you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
I don't think we know about that.
Into the episode.
Buys breakfast.
Day one. We got Malcolm Mays in the building today. Dude, you're like one of the last series regulars from Canaan. We had Omar in here.
Yeah,
We've had pretty much one of the last series regulars from everyone from Ghost has been on. A lot of the Powercast has been on. A lot of Force has been on. We got Malcolm in the building. Finally, we got him.
Yeah, well, fuck them niggas. I don't know. Respectfully, I'm just kidding. I love them. Nah, bro, I don't know. I didn't really like y'all.
Why?
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Because we're number one. Is that what it was? Listen, I get it. If you're mad, our numbers are.
This motherfucker's charming as fuck. Like, so when you first met him, did you like him? Tell the truth.
Bro, when I first met this nigga, me and him did not exchange not one word.
I bet you.
Except
didn't.
The only words we exchanged was the words on the sides.
So he's cancerous. He grow on you. I know this. He's cancerous. Like, he's infectious. He, like, your level of positive energy is like one of them people that like on some Reese Witherspoon type shit. Like, you come in, nigga, and it's like bubbly, and it's like I can't even deny it.
You can't shake it.
No, because either you full of shit, or you really a nice altruistic person. Mm-hmm. And I'm still figuring it out, but it feels pretty genuine.
Yeah.
Because
the second
here,
he leaves, I'm like, oh, fucking thank you.
But the first time I met you, I'm gonna be real. The first time I met you, bro, you was walking with a bad bitch in New York Park, like the park. You was walking with a bad one, bro, and you walk. Look, I ain't gonna lie.
Damn, I'm so cool.
No. And she was tall too, so I was like, you look really like the man. Cause you're far nicer. Like, you like your resting bitch face is cold though.
Yeah, I just cause if you seem approachable on the street, everyone wants to talk to you, whether you're on a show or not. People see, oh, they're like, you know.
But I didn't see you first. I saw your girl.
Fire.
Hell yeah, I was looking at her. I was like,
you know, I don't know who that is, but hell yeah.
Bro, I was looking, damn, that's crazy. Lightweight crazy. I was with a girl too. And I was walking by, I seen her, and the girl was like, are you looking at this girl? I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at her. She fire. And then, but then I see you because you came up behind, because somebody else taller was in front of you. And then you and then you walked up, and then I looked dead at you, bro, and you did just like this. And just kept walking.
Oh, I didn't even say
you
hi.
You dead in my shit and kept walking, and I went, I know he know who I am. Cause bro, this is what happened. Micaiah just went to y'all party at the crib. You had just invited him to the crib.
Oh, the UFC joint. Mm-hmm.
But Kanan hadn't aired yet then.
No. But look, I think it had.
No, when Micaiah came to our crib, you guys were filming season one, so I definitely didn't know who you were.
Well, point blank period, Blood went to y'all house because he the famous
right.
one. Right. So and y'all had him over there. And I was like, don't go over there with them niggas. I don't know them niggas. I'm LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't know them, bro. Like, we don't know them.
They're going to set you up.
Yeah, they're going to have you with all the bitches and shit. They're going to put you with a white girl. Yeah. And then you suddenly going to have pictures and you out. You're going to be Jonathan Major. Like, straight up. I told him that. I said, hey, bro, don't go over there being buddy. You don't know them. You don't know them. Respectfully. I didn't know y'all. And I was like, bro, chill. And he went over there anyway. And he's like, I had a great time.
they were so nice.
Like, oh, man. It was so cool.
Man.
He's like, I stayed. I was drinking. I'm like, you don't even drink like that. Ever since he met y'all, the nigga's an alcoholic. Y'all trying to sabotage racism.
Hey,
they trying to sabotage.
Don't blame it on me. Listen,
y'all trying to sabotage.
Five said, listen. Take him outside. Make sure you show the boy what's going on. So we took him outside.
So you tried to poison our good
pure
spirited lead.
Here's the thing,
because I see how Mike get down. I see Mike in the sprinter with the girls and the and
Mike gets down like nobody I've ever met in my life. So that's a rarity.
Okay,
that's a rarity. All right. You think I'm just in? I may be cool just with one girl in the park. Mike's got the 10 in the sprinter. He's on a different level than me.
So he just dry snitching on the homie.
Yeah, I can't compete. I can't. Nah, that's like putting him up. That's like, if anything, that's like. Give it, you know,
but
Tycoon Weekend, when like Makai was just, you know, he was a little in his thing, Bro, by the third night, Makai's on the stage with the strippers dancing.
I know, he was sending me the videos. I'm like, bro, what is you doing? Like, so I hated y'all even more, right? Because I'm like, this is a good kid, bro. He's such a sweet guy.
They corrupted him.
And y'all just had him turn out. And so now I'm really like, I don't fuck with these niggas. But then, like, I started to see when you contacted me and everything, and he was, like, so, like, humble and whatever. And, you know, we've seen each other, but we don't really speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's that fake rivalry y'all got going on and shit. And I, you know, I don't be knowing what's going on. I'm too like focused, but sometimes I'll be seeing shit going on. I'm like, wait, are they friends? Are they not friends? Like, what's going on?
He don't even know.
but then he started showing me the things y'all told him and the situations y'all bring him in voluntarily. And I was like, oh no, they really like nice people. They really trying to integrate him into this.
For sure.
And and that's when I was like, okay, I'm gonna fuck with them. I like them. They cool.
But this is a family. Like, I don't see any competition between any of the power
shout
shows.
Out my
I'm like,
Makai, man.
It's just not a competition. Like, we're all winning together. Like, I don't understand people would be like, I want to, you know, like, me and Michael, like, we are all, maybe because we would never get cast as the same thing, but we're always trying to push each other to be better and this and stuff like that.
There's no competition when you're number one, is what you're saying.
I just don't feel a competition with people that I work with, because it's like, we're all here trying to make the same thing and be great together. It's like, who has time to be like, oh, he's doing this and he's doing that? Like, I don't operate like that.
You for sure gonna be on your Matthew McConaughey shit. You gonna be selling life courses and shit, bro. Cause I like, you really like positive and shit. Like, but in real life, we all are in competition, and it's okay. Like, it's okay to know that somebody ball a little harder in a left, with, you know, they left hand work a little better than yours. It's okay. I think that people don't want to compete because they don't want other people to feel bad. And like, if you're a good person, you don't want nobody to feel bad. Right. But like, in the way I am. Like, I told Makai, bro, you had a shit take. Do that shit again. Like, you tripping. I told him, like, you think you hard because you better than everybody else, but you being better than everybody else is shit. Now you with Patina, you with London, you with real shooters, you with real shooters. So you don't get to rest. Like, you tripping. I said, because you slacking. And then next time I seen him, he had his notebook, he had the pages. He was on that. I'm on that. He's like, oh, I'm slacking.
I'm like, I bet, watch this.
Not a line missed, not nothing. Mm-hmm. And having that level of receptiveness is I think what's gonna take him to the next level.
Because a lot of people hear that and try to like, they try to think you're trying to shit on them.
Uh-huh. Like, or try to sun them or something like that. Exactly. And I'm like, no, bro, I'ma always be real with you, even if you don't like me. And the same thing go with y'all. Like, if I think y'all shit mid, I'm gonna tell you it's mid. When you do your shit, I'm gonna be like, you did your shit. You feel me? Like, when you came in there smoking niggas, I was like, oh, okay. Nigga trying to, you know, he trying to get busy. Like, I seen him trying to do his little acting thing. You know, he's doing his thing. He's killing. It was dope. But it's things like that like, I appreciate, you know. Just you know, we got to know where we stand.
And being able to take constructive criticism and take you far in this world, for sure.
For sure. I want to know, like, where it started. Like, where did this journey start for you with music, with acting? Like,
my mama pussy.
Okay, that's the only time we've ever gotten that answer.
Oh yeah, no, you're not gonna put that in anyway.
that's staying. That is staying.
No, my mama's womb. It started with, no, real shit though. Like, as all jokes aside, like, my mother's the reason that everything occurred for me. My mama, for real. Like, my mama's like a goddess, bro. She like different. Like, everything I ever wanted to do, she facilitated. Everything, like, she spent her last dollar. She was so good at making sure I had opportunities that when I realized I was poor, it was because of other people. Like, when I realized I wasn't in the best situation, that you know how, like, you grow up living on a block or whatever, and there's parties, there's like block parties, there's like everybody's kind of communal. It's just a very communal thing. It's like, if socialism worked, that's what the block was back in the day. And so it felt fun. I didn't know I was in the trenches, you know, like, I didn't realize it. And my mother didn't move like a woman who moved, like, you know how they say you can't buy class?
Right.
That's my mama. And so my reality was warped. I thought that I grew up in the best place in the world and everybody was dope until
that's fire though, that she just, she kind of like hid that from you in a way.
Yeah, she manipulated it. She for sure is a liar. Like, my mother is a liar.
But there's good liars
and like
bad liars.
She's like your mama in the show.
Yeah,
she
lied for a good reason.
There's good liars and there's bad liars.
Right. No, she's amazing at it. She can compete with Tasha the way she gets it. Like, she did. And by the time I discovered it, I was already the kind of the person she wanted me to be. So it was all right. It was her.
And what age was that? Like, how old were you at that point?
I think it's when my homeboy died. I was like 12, 13. That's when it was like, she couldn't hide it no more. Like,
right.
Like, when kids is dying, it's over. It's different.
Right. You know where you come from, man.
Yeah, at that point,
once the kids start. Yeah.
When you start going to school and people that you go to school with ain't there in class and you on t-shirts and shit, like, that's when shit got like real dark. But even in that, it was like some kind of like, we really rallied together and had like what's that shit called? Like, we used to have like fundraisers for like the funeral, and it would be at the car wash, and everybody show up to the car wash to pay for the funeral. So even that was like a beautiful unity amongst my people. That's why I love where I'm from so much. You know, that's why I talk about it like that, you know?
What are we talking about today, Mike?
Listen, man, we got some nice, natural, beautiful, plant-based products. And it's crazy because they're called Plant Made.
Plant Made. Shout out to our friends at Plant Made.
Genderless, ageless, and it works for all hair types. I mean, look, I got the wave spinning, you know what I'm saying? He don't got no wave spinning, but it works for him. You know, it works for everybody, like I said.
Damn it!
It's all right.
I absolutely love the way that these products feel. It just feels natural and fresh. It smells amazing. I just love Plant Made. I just love these products. And I'm just glad that they're a part of the team now.
The anniversary is June 22nd. That's 2 days away.
So Plant Made has been a trusted company that's been around for almost 3 years, making the best products that you could possibly make.
And on top of that, it's black woman owned.
And you know how your boy feels about black women, baby.
Now listen, if you a fan of the Crew Hazard, you could get 15% off of your entire order, but you got to use the code Crew.
Listen, you know we're always looking out for you guys. 15% off your entire order. Use the code Crew. That's plantmade.com. PLANTMADE.com.
Use that code Crew. CREW. No minimum spends. It's not like you're in the club and it's nasty promoters. Like, oh, 5K minimum.
They be taxing
you. Get them out of here. There's no minimum spends. You could get whatever you want. You could get one product. You could get all the products. Whatever you want. Make sure you use that code, though.
Plant Made won't tax you. I mean, they will have tax, but Plant Made won't tax you.
Yeah,
like
they're not going to make you break your pockets. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, use that code.
Now, look, after this episode, I'm going to go home, do me a nice little wash and style, you know, wash the hair, brush the hair, then I'm going to throw some of this in there. You know, it's the drizzle. It's good for the shine. It's good for the, you know, to moisturize your hair, hydrate. It's going to get you right. Listen, man, Plant Made. It's my new favorite joint.
God, he's so cool. Back to the episode.
Back to the episode, baby.
Yeah, I fucking love LA too, babe. It's the greatest place in the world. It's the greatest place.
We might be talking about two different LAs.
I know.
I was about to say, what part of LA? What part of LA?
Yeah. South Central Los Angeles. I'm moving around a lot, but Baldwin Village, which is AKA the Jungles, that's where I grew up. So, yeah, that's home.
So when did you start deciding, like, oh, I like, was it acting first? Was it music first? Was it both at the same time?
It was both. Like, my church, I went to First AME. They, you know, they had the choir, First Fruits and all that, and you singing. And, you know, even our band ended up being one of the biggest producers in the world. Like, 1500 or Nothing is one of the biggest groups. Like, they produce for everybody. Like, that was, like, my friends as a kid, like, 10 years old, you know? And then, like, so I was doing music always. And then acting, arts. You know, like, when we was younger, it wasn't like this segmented way of doing things. There was these old school thought that you had to be a full-fledged, well-rounded artist. You had to tap, sing, dance, like, you know, because the older black community that was in theater wanted you to be a full weapon because they had to be 10 times better than everybody.
Right.
So we was trained like that. Like, that was the way. It was never like this thing where you don't do this, you don't do that, you got to focus on this. It was, you got to do everything because you a poor black kid. Dance,
you don't know
boy,
what they're going to throw at.
You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Exactly. Like, Sammy Davis was not only the one of the best, you know, singers, he was also one of the best actors. He also was one of the best. He could tap. Like, it was crazy. He did vaudeville. So I think we came from that school of, like, thought when in my little program in my neighborhood. So
that's fire. So then when did you start getting a little bit of success? Was it early? Did you, like, book a couple things small? Or was it more of, like, kind of at the same time?
I think the first thing I ever booked was like, NYPD Blue. I was, like, 10.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But my mama said no.
What?
Yeah, she ain't shit.
Oh, mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
She was like, because she didn't want me to turn out like Michael Rainey, nigga.
Yeah. Driving fast cars. You know what I'm saying?
With all the girls. If you turn out like Michael Rainey, right? I would have won. You probably would have pulled up in an Audi R8 today, 40 minutes late with a fire girl.
That's crazy. Well, you know what's funny? The first time I was in an Audi R8 was with a fire girl. So
she had it. So I was just in her shit.
That's hard.
No, but
that's even better, honestly. That's even better. I need me a fire girl with an R8.
Yeah, no, that was it.
I'm tired of picking y'all up.
I'm tired of paying for the gas.
Easy pass kicking my ass right
that's
now,
wild,
man. These tolls is crazy.
Not the city. Get one nearby, bro. It's just more effective economically. No, so I say that. I say, yeah, my I booked that, That was the first thing I ever booked, and my mama said no because she didn't want me to turn out like a Disney kid.
Yeah.
Because all the Disney kids turned out to be crackheads.
Right.
Yo.
So she was, no disrespect, I'll fuck with y'all.
No, but you're right, bro. I think the difference, and tell me if I'm wrong.
And I'm older than the new Disney kids. The new Disney kids, they like the new pro athletes. They never going broke.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones prior.
Right.
Pre-Shia.
Right.
Pre-Shia Disney kids was fucked up.
Right. Like,
they had them doing crazy shit.
They was losing themselves a little bit.
The thing about Mike is Mike was on television when he was really young and famous when he was young, but he still grew up in Staten Island around his he wasn't in LA going out every night with all these
kids. Realize like the type of notoriety I had till I was like 17, 18, bro. I swear
that
to God.
That makes sense because that's when I started seeing you on Vine and shit.
Yeah, that's when shit started really like happening. Like obviously like before that, like some people knew what I was doing, but like nothing I did before that was really like on some like groundbreaking, like shit.
So your mama lied to you too.
Yeah.
So your mama kept you away from shit too.
Yeah, because you were way famous before that.
Yeah, I didn't notice none of that until.
Yeah, you was always the badass little kid in the movie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. My first movie, Love, I was bad as shit.
Yeah,
I was bad.
Always the badass little kid.
But yeah, man, it was weird.
Yeah, but when you're growing up in LA like that, you're around everything.
Oh, yeah,
you're an adult by the time you're like 15. You're going to the clubs, all this stuff. Like, you grew up in.
I don't think I had that experience, bro. I can't lie to you. I think that there's this misconception that LA is one big place. That shit is bigger than some small countries.
Oh, for sure.
The GDP alone is like, bro, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, people don't realize how much economy, how much commerce, how many bodies is in LA.
For sure.
My high school class was bigger than some populations of some small, like, counties. Like,
yeah.
So, for me, it was never like, I never met nobody that was famous until I was up. You feel me? Like,
right. Because like you said before, like you lived in a different, like I live in a different LA than you grew up in.
Correct.
For sure.
Correct. Correct.
So you like.
Wasn't no green juices.
Right. Facts.
Wasn't no
kale salads.
Wait, you guys don't have acai bowls down there?
No, we had something else.
But yeah, no, it's a different world. So all those Disney kids are going out to in Hollywood and the clubs and Beverly Hills and all that stuff. Like that's a different world. Like the Johnny Depps, all that stuff is a different world than where you grew up in. Where it's like he kind of grew up maybe closer to where like in the.
Most normal kid up until I was 18. Like I literally played football, basketball all them years until like eight, like until I
grew. But that's good for you because now you know you're not as weird as these niggas. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
I grew up around just straight normal human beings, so I was just good. Nothing but that.
Like, I think that's why we get along so well is because it's not that I don't like get along with actors, but like
I don't like actor niggas.
Yeah, I just don't
like. I don't like actors. Remember,
that's why me and him didn't exchange a word. I swear, that's literally why me and him didn't exchange
a word. I thought he was and he thought I was.
Yeah, I thought he was a weird ass.
Oh, that's how me and Woody was.
Yeah.
Me and Woody have known each other for years. Yeah. Never spoke. I was like, bro, I don't fuck with blood. He don't. Like, we both were like, who he think he is?
Right.
We both was like that.
Right.
And then the first time me and Woody had a conversation, this is one of the gifts that I got from Power, was Woody. Now he's one of my closest, like, confidants, like as homies. We've been locked in because when I finally met Woody, I realized he's a very humble dude.
Yeah.
Super.
He's such a, like, he's funny if you know him. He's like, when he's comfortable, like he's a whole personality, but otherwise he's very closed off because he grew up normal as well.
Right.
So he's a normal dude and he had the same affinity for like this weirdo Hollywood shit. He like, I don't want to get caught up. I don't want to fuck up.
Right.
And my nigga Tristan like that too. Like he didn't want to fuck up, so he didn't associate. But when you finally meet him as a
Shout
person.
Tristan, man.
Oh, you good? What?
Yeah,
SI. He really SI.
Yeah,
like him and
real
his brother.
Staten Island.
Who's my, that's
real
my guy.
Staten Island right there.
Yeah, they got their names initialed in the concrete in the project.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it's why Stapleton. Me and him are best friends.
Yeah, his pops, they super cool. Like they grew up together.
Yeah, Project Babies. Like that's why me and Tristan connected because we Project Babies.
Yeah.
So like we
there's just so many actors that ruin it for everyone though. That are like bad. They're the way that they act. The way like they think that they just deserve all this. I don't know. I just don't deal with those type of people. It's drama filled. Like that's why.
Yeah, it's like that everywhere though. Like for me, bro, I never even knew that half the shit y'all be doing. Like when niggas was like, oh, people are doing coke and they're having sex parties.
Yeah, they be doing.
And I'm like, ain't nobody ever how they be like the casting couch with the gay shit.
Yeah.
I be like, ain't nobody ever tried to fuck me. Am I ugly?
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm like, why ain't nobody trying to invite me to the sex cult with the millions? I'm gonna say no, but. What, I'm not handsome enough?
Yeah, I still with the invite, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to say
no. Let me deny it.
I will say, I'm not weird.
Where's the Illuminati?
I'm not weird with any, I'm not, like, with any of the weird Hollywood shit, but I'm in with the sex cults. That's
the
one
sex
thing.
Cults is cool.
That's the one thing I'm like, okay, fine.
I'll show up. I'll put my keys at the door.
I'll show up 30 minutes late, but I'm still coming.
Right. The orgies you're all into. Got it. No, for me, it's like, I always wanted to be invited to the Illuminati shit so I can fuck they shit up. And then I realized, this is some dumb shit. This shit don't exist. It's really just like people. got their friends. If you into weird shit and you got a friend that's into weird shit, y'all doing weird shit.
Right, right, right.
That's what y'all doing.
Right.
Just like if you a homie and you like paintballing, you're going to go paintballing with your homie. Right. If you like whatever, you just going to click with your peoples. It's just there's a lot of weird people.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because weird, I think what we do is naturally exhibitionism. Mm-hmm. That's why actors, rappers, dancers, drug dealers, like they all kind of have this thing, this need to be seen.
Yeah, right. Put on a show.
And that's why they always end up rock stars and porn stars. Like they all end up because they all have this hole
right
that they're trying to fill.
Do you think this is my take on this, and it could be just me, it could be, do you think once you start getting everything that you see on TV, on Instagram, this and that, once everything becomes easier, there's like, well, like I've noticed it in myself and go, that's a dangerous place to be. You want to like have, you know, do more risky stuff, like be with that girl that's with that guy. Like, that excites you. You know what I mean?
I don't give a First of all, I didn't get any of that. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We're not ghosts. We're not number one, bro. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
true.
We don't have...
Actually, that is fair. You guys are just trying to be number one on
SAG
stars,
minimums
so.
Right now, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. No, we're the art crew, okay?
Right.
We have our integrity. You guys have everything else, right?
Listen, you can keep your... listen, you can keep your integrity, baby. You can keep your artistic
bling,
show.
Bling, bling. No, but I definitely, I've attained, like me, I've been blessed enough to where I came so far from the bottom that the moment I got a taste of something, which was Snowfall, that's when I got some money. Right. Snowfall was when I got some money. And first season cleared all my family debt. Easy, boom. And I was like confused because I thought that you had to be a millionaire to
enjoy shit.
I thought you had to be a millionaire to make it. Like, I thought you had to be a millionaire right. to like, oh, now that's true because of inflation. But at the time,
yeah,
I was like, if I'm not the biggest artist on the planet, how am I going to save my family?
Right.
Like, but what I realized was it was more so, you know, in relationship to how down bad we was, like, was that like, oh, I could clear this, boom. And then it became the things that weigh on me or the things that like become, that are dangerous for me is that I just give shit because I feel guilty.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I come with a hood tax.
Me too.
That hood tax gets you. You look up, you done paid $70,000 in funerals.
Right.
And bail. And, you know, the homies, you know, baby mamas needing this and that and, like, putting shit on green dots and JPays. And you look up and your budget, you like, I spent a quarter something on people that I love and care about, which they need it. But that's how I never even had enough money. I don't know how y'all got weed habits. Like, I'm still confused as to how niggas be poor and be having pounds. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. Bro.
Yeah, and it gets more expensive. And I was always with the homies. I'm like, damn, how you got a pint of lean? Nigga, that shit is expensive.
Nah, that shit, now that is expensive.
Because when they drop it, they be on the floor trying to, hey,
they trying to scoop it up.
Yeah. I've never understood that, bro. I always thought habits were expensive, including females. So I ain't never had no habits. Like, my habits have always been like, bro, I'm poor. I can't have no habits. Yeah.
That's a real thing. So habits are expensive.
Habits are expensive as shit. Oh, you just.
That's crazy.
You just had a real reflective moment.
My tab is going to the club, baby.
I got so too many expensive. Of them.
That's so expensive, bro.
Fucking cars. Like you said, females.
Yeah. Well, you can afford it. You can afford it. I'm just saying for me, it's like I can't get lost in nothing because I don't think I can afford it.
Right.
I'll be worried about doing something to somebody. I don't really be worried about like, am I gonna get addicted to a woman that loves Drake? Like, no.
But I
never have that happen.
But yeah, you ever. See where that where that could happen is like you get like especially like these people who are like Drake, for example, which he's actually had a pretty clean track record.
Aubrey.
Yeah.
No, he can afford it. No, but, it's not a clean track record. This is what I'm saying. Like,
bro, he can do anything and he'll go under the radar.
Correct. Like, cause you gotta think about it. It's being too big to fail. He's the Banks. Right?
Right,
like in 2008 when everything crashed and they was like, it's okay.
Right.
Right, that's Drake. Then there's people.
yeah, he's fine. He's
it
good.
It doesn't matter what he does. He's made them billions of dollars. Right. Like he's good. Like he comes in a building at Universal and they're like, sir, please stay.
Yeah,
like what do you need? Well, then there's artists who like, you know, I'm not gonna disrespect nobody directly, but the reality is, it's like you had one or two hits, bro. You couldn't take that L. Like Joe couldn't afford a habit.
Right.
Like, he had to really work his way back up to being a podcast king. He couldn't just, I'm going to go get addicted to some shit and I'm going to bounce back. He didn't have enough hits for that.
Right.
Some people, like Whitney had enough hits to be addicted to crack.
Right.
She's Whitney fucking Houston.
Right.
Mariah Carey can be a bitch for her whole career and not worry about being nice to anybody. You know why? Because she sang Christmas,
yep,
nigga.
Yep.
It don't matter.
Yep. She don't got to do
act
shit.
Act your station. Like,
she don't got to do shit. Nah. Just know when December comes around, she is
caking up. Yeah. So she chooses, like, Aubrey chooses to be a good person. So, like, when that's why I respect those certain type people. Right. Like, yeah, I don't
it's
really,
all a choice. Right?
Yeah, correct. Exactly. It's so for me, when I see this shit, like, bro, I'll be like, I don't know, like. I understand it. It's there, but, like, I'm more worried about somebody being disrespectful to somebody on set and me tripping.
For sure.
That's what
I'm the same fucking way.
I ain't with that shit.
I'm the same fucking way.
Like, I almost hit a priest.
Yeah.
On set. Like,
shit, anybody could get it.
That's fact. Like, he was tripping. Like, we shooting, he tripping, touched this girl a little too hard, and, like, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, you gonna get beat the fuck up. Like, but I don't think of myself as a... That's what I would ask y'all.
You be on the set. You don't think of yourself as like the actor.
As the actor. That's what I want to ask y'all.
When real life situations happen outside the set, you like, nah, it's like it's not happening.
Because I'm a human being. Yeah. I'm a human. Like, this is the thing. Then this is what I want to ask y'all. So for me, my experience is I didn't realize I was famous.
Oh yeah.
Like that period where you don't realize that people care about who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm. I went through that too.
Right. So
that shit
this
is a tough period.
So I'm curious to see what y'all went, because mine has been very difficult. Because I'm like, you know, my friends, my mama, my homies, even the homies who do dumb shit is like, bro, you can't do the dumb shit that we do. And I'm like, why not? I'm a human having a human experience. You think because I'm getting paid in front of a camera that I don't have people die, that I don't have people that need things, that like I'm gonna just take your disrespect because you might tweet about it? Go ahead, tweet about it, nigga. You gonna get it regardless. Exactly. Because you're not finna, because I feel like it's an abuse.
The same way.
Do you feel like people abuse, like,
hell yeah, they abuse the fact that you're a celebrity and you shouldn't be like clapping back and you shouldn't be, you know, saying certain shit to certain people that say certain shit to you. It's like, bro, at the end of the day, I'm human, bro. And
do you miss going to the store and just being able to go to the store?
Honestly, I could still do that to a certain extent, like in New York at least. I could do that in New York. But other places, yeah, definitely is like, it's weird. But New York, I could chill, like.
I know how to move. If I go to some white ass fucking place, like no one even fucking bats an eyelash. You know what I mean? but if you're like, I can.
You're Houston.
Right, right. But
yeah, Houston is over.
That I can move just under the radar, but like sometimes you can't avoid it and you don't know what you're going to get into. Like there's some place where I know it's going to be like that. Like I went through a phase where I'm like, I don't need fucking security.
Exactly.
I don't need security.
I'm just now getting out of that phase, bro.
Right. So I'm going to be real with you. Now I'm going to say something really substantive. For me, bro, it's like I be worried about losing everything.
Yeah.
I worry every day about like whether it's not even like females, like I'm pretty straight there, but if there was, you know, or like somebody, not even me doing anything, I worry about people like saying something that didn't happen and it becoming a fact because the mob on the internet with the TikToks and the everything and it's spiraling out of control and I lose everything.
Nothing. They spin shit so easily, bro.
And that's what I really, that's the fear I have. Like, what's your, like, that's.
I got receipts of everything. Everything. I make sure, like,
nah,
I don't.
People really run with the craziest of false narratives nowadays. Yeah. Like, once enough people run with it, it's done. Like, it's a fact. Like, they turn it into a fact once enough people believe it.
Yeah, even in my song, I was like, yo, security protects y'all from me. Because they think they're like, oh, like, I don't have security because of y'all. Like, I can handle y'all. Right. I don't want to have to be the one to do nothing to you.
Right.
So it's like, because I really, really like people. I don't like people, but like, I appreciate them. You feel me?
I'm the same way. Yeah, like, I like going to like a hosting and seeing, all these people came out to just party with
me. Yeah, I appreciate
this
that
This is
shit.
Fucking amazing. Like, I'm getting paid for this. So like, I will go and like, we'll record on phones. We'll go talk to people. Like, I'm not too cool to sit in the back.
But it's when they
mean?
Do too much.
Right.
It's when people do too
grabbing
much.
Grabbing you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
it's like a respect thing. Like, it's like, bro, we all humans at the end of the day. Like, would you really want me coming up to you, just grabbing you? Like, I don't know you, my nigga. Like, if I'm a regular human, like, obviously, like, you a fan of the show. If Michael Rainey Jr. comes up to you and, yo, you would probably be fine with it. But if I wasn't Michael Rainey Jr. and you're just a random nigga, I'm
like,
going to come up to
you. Like, when a boy kissed a girl. No, I ain't even going to
yeah,
be
yeah,
like,
that. Yeah, that nigga bugged.
Oh, I just saw that. Yeah,
that's wild. Yeah. But, like, but shit like that is, like, I'd be like, yo, like, you know, we human beings, like, let's keep respect, let's keep respectful. But I do realize I'm property of black women at this point. like at this point, when you are a male in the in the power universe, you are the property of black women.
That's facts.
Period. Yeah. You have no choice.
In
you
the
have
power
no say,
universe and in the streets, baby.
I'll tell Petita, you say, hey.
please do. please do.
No, but for real, like, I realize that I'm not my own no more. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest part.
That's a tough thing to realize. Like, it's a tough thing to deal with because, like, damn, bro, like, I can't do this no more. Like, I can't just get up and go Like, you know, like, I just can't do this regular shit I've been doing, like, years ago. Now I got to really, like...
And it's worth the money. I don't want to... Champagne problems. Like, it's worth the money, but sometimes...
I was just going to say that. Yeah. It is champagne problems, but also, this is the last thing I'll say about this, because it is champagne problems, this and that. I also don't like when people are, well, you guys are overpaid. You guys get paid too much money. These people get this amount of money and this. It's like, we have publicists. Our taxes are insane. Clothes, this, that. We have to hire security. We have to hire drivers because we can't do Ubers. We have to, our expenses are so high for what we have to do that we're making the same shit as you're making. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
To a certain extent. Yeah,
to a certain extent. I would say that, like, you know, our overhead is higher than most people's and they don't know that, but like people really struggling. So you're right, it is champagne problems. Right. I relate is because I got to cut that check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I never, like, even with the writer's strike, right? Like I'm a part of the writer's union. Right. And, there's portions where I'm like, we arguing over this much money, nigga? That's crazy. Like,
this amount of money can change my life. Yeah.
But I also understand that when you live in a high populous area, in a high cost of living area, then you got to make enough to live.
Right.
You know, it's just a higher price point. That's why the homies be moving to other places that are cheaper. And they like, man, it's way easier on my life here because rent for a small cracker box in New York can get me a 3, 4, 5 bedroom home right. in the South.
Yes.
So that's why people be moving Arizona, Las Vegas. You know,
because if you use that money, that the relocation money that, you know, they give you to move and you move into a place that you can't walk around there.
No, God, I can't. I stay inside though. I don't go nowhere. Like I told you, my biggest fear is fucking everything up, doing something to somebody. So right. I'll be inside. I don't know how y'all go outside. That's probably part of the reason I didn't like y'all. Y'all were always outside. See, very happy about your success. Right. Be a little sadder.
He's like,
they're a real working. These niggas work cameras. They got to listen to y'all every day.
You know, they got to deal with a lot of our bullshit. Sorry, you know, guy.
Don't look so happy about it.
Bro, this is why I do this, though. I don't do this for fame. I don't do this for whatever the fuck some people do this for. I do this because I get to work with my best friend every day. I get to go to set, make people laugh. I get to have fun. I get to have conversations with fucking interesting artists, creative people. This is, I love what I do every day. Why the fuck am I, why would I be sad? I make great money and I have a good time with people I love. That's why I do this. I get to go to set and make dick jokes and do this and do that. where else can you do that?
Not at Raising Canyon.
All right, that's what I'm saying. It's
like, we don't make dick jokes at Raising
Canyon. No dick jokes over there? No,
there's a sign above the
no
set.
Dick jokes.
No dick jokes.
No dick jokes. Must have Tony.
Damn. That's why the numbers. That's why the numbers are not going to say more dick jokes in Raising Canyon.
He said more Tonys. Yeah, Tony. He said Tonys are required.
Yeah, you got to have a statue. Statues are required.
Yeah,
really.
That's fair.
That's tough.
Everybody got a statue over there of some kind.
Yeah, I need me one.
That shit is
How
wild.
Is it over there? You guys have it's a little more serious over there because Michael and I went to go visit at the end of last season.
Yeah.
And we did see a spoiler and we're like, oh, I didn't want to see that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna repeat it. The theme of this show is I hate y'all because y'all lives look so fun. Even when y'all got to have your premiere party. Oh no, we had the premiere. You guys had the party. You guys had the fucking party.
Yeah.
We didn't have no party.
Nah.
Wait, which party?
The party.
No, the part when we were supposed to be shut down, I was seeing y'all niggas outside regularly.
Yeah, but that was just our party.
That was just us.
That was Michael Randy Jr.
They wasn't fucking with us. That was just us. That was just us. We was like, yo, we got to do something.
Did you not just hear me say, don't enjoy this so much? The whole cast of Raising Canyon is like, we can't go. They wouldn't let us go nowhere. But y'all was outside. Yeah. We 50. Well, 50 hanging out with y'all.
I was on my birthday.
Like, this some bullshit. We over here like, and by the way, I'm showing up every day. Lines learned, super thick packet, like, you know, going crazy, like really in character. Now all I see is y'all just having the greatest time.
Now we did get a phone call about that.
Yeah,
we got a phone call about that.
Lions Gate started, they hit us. They was like, yo, we saw the pictures from this weekend. You know, we kind of locked down. I don't know what you know, but you guys got to remove those photos. You guys outside. I'm like, come on. It looks
so lit. We did get a phone call.
Okay, cool.
But we do have a good better. Time. We
but
do
yes,
have a good time.
But yes, we are a little more at Raising Canaan. I don't even think, like, Patina got a kid and a husband who's like. And,
sorry, go on.
If it makes you look better, he looks kind of like you in the next 2 years.
I know, I did meet him. He came in, he looked like white, hair like me. I'm
he's
like,
also, yeah, Jordan
he's also stupendously successful.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And like Nas is his partner.
Yeah.
You know?
That's swag.
Well, I'm stupendously successful. Michael Rainey Jr. is my partner, so what are we saying here?
I ain't Nas yet, but you know.
He looks like Nas, but he's not Nas.
Yo, 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 let me know if y'all doing that buyout.
Yo, they do be putting this up on that online. They be like, yeah, you know, they be really trying to get
him, man.
But yeah,
shout out Jungle, man. That's Nas' brother. We was actually talking about that. Shout out Jungle.
Yeah, fuck with him. Yeah,
that would be crazy.
Yeah, that'll be fire.
Yeah, they was trying to do
give me
a
little part, feel me? A little gold cap, you know?
It's a go. It's
yeah, that should be fire. But yeah, y'all had a lit ass fucking premiere party though. Y'all had that the 90s theme. You had all the old school Beamers outside.
Man, y'all didn't say not one word to us after y'all saw that shit. I was like, oh, they hating. Y'all like, didn't say shit to us. Like, I didn't see not one. Nobody. Makai maybe because you guys were cool at that point. But I'm like, we ain't getting no love. I ain't seen no love.
I put up on everybody.
Yeah,
that
put them at everyone.
I was having
great
fun
job
in that for me.
You guys
I ain't gonna
talk
lie
to me. I never talked to y'all.
I don't, bro. I
said what's up to you at that shit. I swear.
You might have said what's up to NLE who was next to me.
Nah, I said what's up to everybody.
You said what's up to me?
I swear to God.
You're going to run that footage back, man.
Yeah, we're going to run it back.
Because I don't think so.
I swear, bro. I swear.
You
I
say
I swear
earlier, his resting bitch face is working out.
Yeah, he'd be like.
That's what I'm saying. So sometimes like, he don't want to talk to anyone.
Well, you know that feeling like you said, you got normal friends. I have real friends. I don't really want no friends.
Right.
Like I'm cool, which is
so
stupid.
Then why are you mad at us that we're not coming up to say hi to you?
Because it turns out y'all are really fun.
Yeah, we're
okay,
cool.
I like
and I would
that
like to have some fun.
I like that.
I'm tired of I'm sure Haley's tired of crying every episode. Makai is fucking doing crazy shit every episode.
And y'all back now, so we got time to chill too.
Yeah, we
are.
All right,
we're coming,
so you know
we're coming to Atlanta tomorrow. Come with.
Well, Atlanta for sure a thing, and you know what y'all need to do? My album release party. That's where y'all need.
Oh, yeah.
So I can get the words from the two lit boys. They come. Look, y'all
know we're going to be at Malcolm's shit. We're going to be at
it's
Malcolm's
in
shit.
In New York?
I'm going to have some in New York.
We got to do it before we rap.
When do y'all rap?
In a month.
Like a month and a half?
Oh, yeah, for sure before that. Because my project dropped June 23rd.
Oh, yeah, we Gucci.
Yeah, I got a whole big thing coming. So.
I'll be dead honest. Like, I really didn't know. Like, I've always respected you. I think you're a fucking great actor. I love watching your work. I just never knew the vibes. Like, I was always like, because every time I see London comes up. Because London's like me in a way.
He's
a like happy.
Dude.
He's a London guy.
Shit,
yeah,
bro.
He's actually a great guy.
Right. The best guy. Like, yeah. I text him sometimes. Like, Makai is always great. I talk to Haley. I know everyone on the show. You're the one guy that I'm like, maybe he doesn't like us. And turns out he does.
I actually really because
the boys is popping. But that's why I just never knew the vibes. I'm like, now, this is why I love this show, is because I get to, like, I would have never had an hour and a half conversation.
Yeah,
Omar
not at
X
all. Well, yeah, I don't like people. Omar don't like people either, which is why we early on got cool. Cause like he was like, we don't like nobody. All right, we like each other. Now me and Omar do text. Like, and London calls you on his birthday. That's how good of a person he is. He's calling everybody like, hey man, I'm so grateful for you. Yeah. Like, by the way, London, I knew it was your birthday, and I actually got you something. I forgot to say something because you was talking so fast. but bro will call you on his birthday. That's the level of person he is. Haley, you know, did a birthday and was like, hey, we should do our birthdays together because they ain't around the same time. I'm like, okay. Like, they're such good people that it took a minute for me to be like,
What the fuck?
Now I love them. Now, like, if anybody play with them online, I don't care who it is, bro, it's up. Like,
for sure.
even like when Fifth was kind of bullying Petita a little bit online, and he was like, I wasn't bullying her. I was trying to big up her. And I was like, oh, he's genius.
Yeah.
50's genius. And Petita didn't know because she's not used to the way that it operates. So I had to be like, I was like, hey, man, why are you doing Petita like that? He's like, what, you mean trying to make her a star?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
because it's so weird now. The internet is so weird. Like, you could be bigging up someone, like, and you could share a positive message about them.
Yeah.
Nobody will pay attention to that
No,
shit. As soon as you say something funny about someone or say someone did some weird funny shit, the whole world wants to see what's going on. Nigga.
And 50 particularly antagonistic.
And he knows what's going on. He knows
like, because Petita's point of view was like, oh, you don't have to put down no black women or whatever. He's like, he's not putting down black women. He's really into competition.
Right.
He doesn't actually mean just because I say I'm better than you that he doesn't like you.
Right.
He's just like y'all are. Like, we cool. It's like, yeah, but we're number one. Keep it cute. Like, that's how he is.
That's
you know, he's funny. And,
that's facts.
And he's a normal dude like that. And for me, it's like, I think he forgets that he's famous. Because me and Renee always talking like, he's like, 50 forgets that he's famous. Or doesn't care. Either he just doesn't care.
He knows he's famous.
He just doesn't
he
care.
Fuck,
but,
yeah.
But I mean, like, when he going back and forth, he's shooting the dozens. Like how we talk shit. Like, if I'm with you and I'm like, bro, you're a big-headed ass. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But you as 50 Cent can't tell nobody, A, you a big-headed ass, blah, blah, blah. Because A, they're either scared that you're going to kill them, or B, you know, they don't know you, and they don't know that you're joking.
And your words hold so much more weight.
Correct, because you're 50. You're went to war with Supreme 50. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Nobody's playing with you. I do, because I don't give a fuck. And that's why we're homies.
Right.
Right. But like everybody else, I can see that they not sure if he playing, if he joking, or whoop. I don't give a fuck if he playing
right
or not. I don't like. First time I met Fifth, I was like, bro, you look bigger than I thought you was on that album cover, bro. I actually don't think I can beat your ass. And he just died laughing. But for me, as a kid, he was the primal. he was like the epitome of what we wanted to be.
Right.
And so I remember looking like, oh, I could take that nigga. Like, I'm up. And then I seen him in person. I was like,
he's also way bigger now than that album cover.
Oh yeah,
he's twice the size.
Oh,
now.
Oh, bro, like, I'm over here like, swole. Yeah, like you might be a smooth six, like, yeah. and like biceps, like I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, I had to shoot you, bro. You big,
ain't no square,
and more than nine times.
Yes, he won't die.
Ain't no square.
He's actually a hood superhero, but I take that back to say, yeah, like I really do be enjoying how y'all are, and like that's why, like if y'all want to come to the album party, please do it.
For sure. But that's why, like, the BMF stuff, like we're not in our feelings about it. We love it. We're
like, what BMF stuff? What are you talking about?
Like, because 50 does a lot of, like, Michael, Meech, like, a lot of, like, competition stuff.
Why? What you mean? What you talking about?
Because it promotes the show. Kind of like what you said with like, Patina and Taraji. Like, he
was all in on it, though.
He didn't tell us we're in.
He don't be telling us. We just like, he posts it, and then we just got to play along. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. All right, this is what it is. I bet 50. Fuck me.
Yeah. But I don't have, like, we don't have any hit. Like, we had Vinci in here. Like, I love him. He's such a good guy. He's got, like.
Yeah, those are the homies.
But I'll roast his ass online. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what? There was one time, and like I told you, I'm fiercely protective of the people I care about. Because remember, I don't like people. So when I do like them, they're very precious to me. Makai is very precious to me. He's very precious to me. Bettina is very precious to me. London, hey, very precious. So when I first seen the little shit going on, and then somehow Makai got dragged into it, I was like, hey, bro, tell them people stop playing with you, because I really I said, tell them stop. Right. I said, actually, that's not what happened. I said, I'm going to say something. He was like, no. He's like, don't get involved. I'm like, because I'm not going to say something online. I'm going to come to your DMs like, hey, bro, let's link up. Because I don't know you like that. Now what I realized later was that, oh, you guys are all homies and cool. And, and then I was like, oh, y'all, this is some different shit. Yeah. I don't know.
What you realized later is that, like, 50 was trying to put Makai in to, like, to bring him up into the conversation. You know, because Makai is not online like that. He doesn't go outside like that. And that's why 50 was like, bring him outside.
As he should.
Right, 100%. Because again, he wants to turn him. And no, he needs to
be
out with us.
We going 5 seasons, bro. I don't need him getting turned out. Nah, y'all, it's too late, but whatever.
Me and Michael were drinking in the corner like, yeah, Makai, get that girl right there.
We was in the strip club. Makai, this is when Makai's on the stage. I'm literally just watching. I'm like, yo, look at him. Tap G. I didn't like,
There's a video of Michael going, we corrupted him. We corrupted him.
Because he's such a good, wholesome kid, man.
Yeah, he is, man. He's so.
He's got a good heart.
And now we just ruining him, man.
No, but it's cool, though. Yeah, like, I'm really proud of them people, man. And yeah, thank y'all for showing up, coming, pulling up to the album release. That's going to be dope.
So talk more about the music stuff. Like what is this project specifically? How did it come about? Was it writer strike stuff? Was it just kind of on your own? Or?
No, I'm nominated for a Grammy before. I've been doing music a long time. Like I said, it's called Street Journals Volume 1, and it's an EP, and it's 5 songs, whatever. And it's my heart, man. It's really like my past, like me just talking about the things I went through before I became whoever the fuck people think I am,
right.
And how that affected me and changed me as a human being. So that's just like the shit, and it turns out people fuck with it, and you know, I'm hoping everybody, like, I hope it go crazy. I think it's gonna go crazy, especially like the feature that I got on it.
Well, who we got?
Feature. I told y'all I wasn't gonna say nothing until I got here. So we got Lil Baby on the feature. Go crazy.
Wow,
that's hard.
That's crazy.
So wait, by the time this is out?
Yeah, this comes out Tuesday. His album comes out Friday.
Yeah, so fire. So nobody knows that. Mm-hmm. Y'all know.
Heard it here first, man.
Lil Baby on the feature.
Wow,
on the song's called Not Luck. The video's dropping the same day as the EP, so it's just everything just gonna drop. Y'all support it. Y'all stream that shit.
That's hard.
Damn, Lil Baby's crazy.
That's a good feature.
He's a good nigga. He's a good nigga.
You guys gotta do something together too. Cause Mike makes fire beats.
For real?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Hell yeah.
Everybody be so talented in this universe, bro. It's hard to keep up.
I'm like, damn it, dude. I can.
You got personality.
Yeah.
You got personality.
I can make people laugh in the studio.
You gonna be a good producer one day, like film producer. Like, you gonna bring everybody together. You not only could be a star, you could bring stars together.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
People are gonna like you. Even people who don't like other people like you.
Because you hated me before
today. I did not like you.
Yeah. I was like, he still probably doesn't like me.
No, I do. I genuinely, bro, you won me all the way over. I was like, yeah, bro, just walk by like he didn't know who I was. All right, bro, all right. I see how you is. Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing when you get lit.
Yeah. And then he was just like, bro, I really like your character. He's like so nice. And like, I'm like, fuck, I can't even be mean to this thing. You hate those people. Yeah, like,
bro. I want to be mean to this nigga so bad, but he's making it so
hard. Like, bro, say some fuck shit. Let me disparage your character or something. Like, what's up? And you're just like, no, I really respect you. And this is a great time, and I'm just glad to be here. And I'm sipping my Gallos and then like, God,
I love being in the Power Universe. I mean,
like, he's like, I'm wearing 50 shirt. Yeah, I support the homies. I bought Mary J. Blige's shirt.
I am down with the homies.
That's a fact. You really are. It's kind of hilarious. Yeah. But I actually respect it. It seems genuine. Yeah. My boy Etienne Maurice is like that. He has a wellness camp, and he has that energy. Just everybody is so, it's so pure. You like, is it real? And then you realize it is, and you're like, well, fuck, now he's
too good to be true.
No, I just like people. Like, I just like talking to fucking artists and people who make me laugh. Bro, you made me laugh the second you came in. I was like, nah, I like this guy. If you can make me laugh off rip, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that's one thing that people don't know. I'm really fucking funny.
Yeah.
But I don't be trying to be.
Because your character is serious. Like, yeah. people think we are our characters. Which, lucky enough for me, I did a lot of me.
Yeah, people really think I killed my biological dad. Like, this shit crazy.
I met his biological dad.
Yeah, Michael Rainey Sr. is very much still alive. Michael Rainey Sr. is still alive and well, man. Shout out Pops.
No, and the growth, and really, real life, the growth that y'all have done as actors on the show, I must say, from where you started, from that long-ass monologue in the first one where I was like, struggling blood.
That shit was long, man.
But now, when he gives them monologues, I'm like, okay.
A little show.
Okay.
A little show.
Okay. I'm like, if you want to come over.
Come over where?
Raising Canaan. Come on over.
We getting paid more. we got more viewership. We got hosting.
But if you want to do some thespianism.
Right.
Thespianism.
Come on over to us.
Listen. I like my Porsche, man. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, to be fair, I have a role, so.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, damn. Ooh. I might come over to Raising Canaan.
He's like, hold on, I'm coming to Raising Canaan.
We got Brayden as a baby in that bitch.
One of the songs, the thing is, I own a luxury car business at some point. Oh, I have equity, so that's why I cheat coded.
Shout it out in here.
My cheat coded. So look, it was booming during the pandemic, and I might sell my equity. That's why. Whatever. Yeah, actually, Beverly Hills Luxury Car Rentals. Me and my nigga Muhammad. Boom.
Damn, I think I crashed one of those back in the...
I believe you did, and we probably cashed out because you crashed because the insurance.
Nah, I put a fake card on there.
I heard of that.
We gave you business. We out there all the time.
No, but like, he's the main stake owner. I've just participated in a small equity because I was going to go take my money to go buy a car.
Right.
And then I was just like, oh, I fuck with bro. Like, hey, man, can I get in on your business? He tried to sell me the whole shit. I'm like, nigga, this is expensive. Like,
yeah, I don't need the whole shit. Yeah. Just a little something.
But even now, like, we're trying to, like, where it is like where I'll get a car and he put it on the lot and then I can just drive whatever's there whenever it's not there. But the thing is, all the cars are fire. So it looked like I got a Ferrari, Benz, all that. I'm not going to cap. I don't own one car. I own stake in a business that owns a bunch of cars, which is smarter anyway.
Yeah.
You could use them whenever you
want. Exactly. So when Brayden makes jokes about having a Porsche, I'm like, that's cute.
Yeah. I got a Rolls, I got a Ferrari, I got a Porsche, I got a Lambo, I got all that.
I got you when you cut to LA, baby. I got you. Y'all want
you, you know, you Aston Martin, I got you.
Send me a pic of the fleet, my guy.
It is a fleet.
Send the fleet.
But it was way more lucrative during the pandemic. Now it's cool. It's still cool. It's still a good business. But for me, everything I do is not to like. I don't really like chains. I enjoy good cars, but you know, putting those things on the road in Cali is like fucks up your whole shit. So
yeah.
I just kind of like, I'll just like make it an equity investment. Yeah. But but it's nice though.
Might as well make some money off the cars.
You got to do something. Yeah. Got to do something. Got to make a shake. Had to pay for this album somehow.
Yeah, for sure. Studio time's not cheap.
No, it is not.
Features ain't either.
Yeah. Well, if they fuck with you, it could be, the price could be less than, like, I'll say thing about, like, baby, like, you know, he be really hitting niggas over the head. And with me, he was very respectful. He was very like, I fuck with you, so it's not going to be like it is with everybody else. And that was unexpected and appreciated. Shout out to that man. And I think I probably have the best Lil Baby verse of, like, the past 2 years.
Really?
Oh God. And he even came in the studio and was like, you got me right after album mode, and now I feel like I'm really in.
That's a good time to catch him.
Yeah. He's like, I'm really locked.
He's
like,
a good dude too. Every time I met him, he's good super nice.
Shout out Baby.
Super
good. Man. He's such whole a good camp. Dude. Yeah. All them niggas like, they're straight.
Are you excited for next season of Raising Canaan?
Yeah, of course. I'm always excited for the next season, but we don't know when it's coming up because we keep getting pushed for Force.
Bro, this shit is crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't even understand. Like, what's the logic?
Logic of it.
What's the logic? Why did September?
It's above me now. Yeah, I don't know. It's above
I'm
me.
Not in a suit. I just show up, make a dick joke, and leave. That's it.
I'm like, hey, well, whatever it is, I'm like, look, we dropping music. I don't care. Bro, yeah, we gonna get into some fucking. Sure. They keep pushing shit back. We gonna go ahead.
Yeah.
I low key was like, you know what? I was talking to Tank, and I was like, Tank, hey, and like when I finally finished the song, they had locked the music for your show. But I was like, Tank was like, bro, I wish we could have put this on.
on the show. And I was like, yeah, it would have been
I finally
crazy.
Got a chance to get some shit in the show this season.
How'd it go? How'd it go? It was cool?
Yeah, it was cool. Me and Tank going through the process right now. Mm-hmm. So we doing all, like, you know, the legal shit, paperwork, and all of that.
Oh, that's
going
to be fire.
I'm hyped. My boy Wolfface Joe, he got a song in this season.
Is he excited?
Yeah, he's dumb.
Oh, that's
he's
hard. Dumb.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Oh, wait, Wolfface Joe, he just liked my shit on Instagram.
Where, yeah,
he's a good artist.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's we.
Wait, you produce his song?
Yeah. I produce a lot of shit for him.
Oh, he's tight. I like him.
We got a mixtape coming soon.
So all right, go ahead, plug that. Let's plug it. June 23rd for Street Journal Volume 1.
Listen, I don't know the release date for this, but shout out to Joey, Wolfface Joey, me and my boy. We got a mixtape coming soon. We
there
go. Crazy, man.
There it go.
Plug everything you got. Instagram.
Oh,
your businesses.
All that.
God damn it. Well, the business I think I'm divesting out of, so I'm not going. I don't want to give. I'm just kidding. I already shouted him out. He's gonna get some bread. Let's say what am I doing? Street Journal Volume 1. Sticks and Stones is already out. Music video streaming everywhere, and then on June 23rd. That's when the single drops. Not Luck. Me, Lil Baby. It's going to go crazy. So you can pre-order it now just so when it drops, you ain't got to wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of all.
We'll get that pre-save. We'll get that
Oh, God. And Raising Kanan is out whenever Stars decides that we should come out.
And they are now working on the next season. So once y'all, you know, I know y'all like asking, when's the season coming? What y'all do? We all working.
That's a fact.
We all working. We've been working since January. That's y'all been fact. Asking for season four before.
Well, he's been working since 10. Brayden's been working since 10 a.m. And I'm just glad to be here. So.
Yeah, man.
Half the universe is excited. Raising Kanan's coming back. Yeah. Half of our viewership is excited. Raising Kanan's
yes,
coming back.
Yes, the ones with brains. Thank you guys so much. Everybody else, fuck y'all.
I will say, it is fucking fire.
Thank you, brother.
Everything about it, it's so artistically, like, just beautiful. The way it's shot, the way it's stylized, the writing, it's fucking fire. Now half the people watch this and they watch our show.
And one day, maybe they will, you know, slide on over. But what I will say is I appreciate you about y'all show, man. Y'all always, style.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about style.
Yeah.
Some of the shit y'all wear don't even make sense. Yeah, I'm just like, no one's wearing that. It's too much money.
Yes.
Why is selling drugs in that?
Why the fuck is Kane killing someone in a $12,000 Louis V jacket? Like, what's going
on? Why do y'all even sell drugs anymore? That's the one question about the Power Universe I've always had.
All you got to do is sell the wardrobe. Sell your closet. You sell the shit in your closet. You fine.
He's sitting there like, I got to get to pay this money back. Sell the shoes. The only critique I have about the Power Universe is, will you tell us how much money people are making? Just tell us. We're not the feds.
Red comes and goes.
What does that mean?
Red comes.
What does it mean?
We're getting 50K from the drop. We're spending 30 on clothes. So
you guys are just bad managers?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think
we're it's bad financial management.
Because here's the thing. Look, so I'm an actual street nigga. Y'all can't get this by me, and this needs to go into the goddamn show. Cut the first half. This is more important. There is a difference between re-up money and yo money. The delta, if you trade, there's delta, which is the profits. If you're in the penthouse that your daddy and y'all grew up in, that's a $10 to $20 million fucking penthouse. Then they had stacks of mint in the goddamn bank. What the fuck is going on? Why are we still selling drugs?
Bro, I'm trying to figure it out.
You answer this to me now.
But the thing is, though, we got to remember, I invested a lot of money, and a lot of that money got taken. It got stolen.
How got stolen?
This nigga.
With the Westin Holdings this season. But earlier in the thing, That penthouse didn't go to Tariq because Ghost didn't want him to have it.
Oh yeah. He only gave me the watches. I don't get some of the watches until I graduate college.
Oh, correct.
Because it's still in college.
So the trust was set up to fuck you.
Yeah, right. Basically.
Basically, the trust was set up so there's a show.
Literally. Yeah. But yeah, he basically set up the trust to really.
You guys do realize you guys are shit drug dealers. You know that.
Yeah, we're not the best publicly. We're not the best.
Well, what the fuck were you? What about you guys over there?
No, we're terrible. Look, our management team is all over the place. We do not have a mission statement that we stick by. Look, I'm very honest. Look, Franklin Saint is a terrible drug dealer. Everybody in the drug universe is a terrible drug dealer.
Right.
The
reality because there would be no show.
True. Now, what I will give the Franklin character in Snowfall is he did seem to have more operational skills.
Right. That nigga was on some shit, though.
No, he was on some, like he made the bigger moves and lost the less money until the end, which they
had. Yeah, but where did he end up?
What does that mean? Like, Brayden, like, you murdered people the other week. Like, what do you mean, end up?
I'm always talking to the in character. He's like, Brayden.
You murdered people the other week. What are we talking about? But like, if I look at who sells drugs the smart, it's, like, probably going to be your boy from The Wire, right? Like, Marlo. Like,
well,
Marlo.
I would say Narcos. I would say you got Pablo Escobar.
He died.
Yeah, but he was balling.
So he was good at the job.
Yeah.
Okay, but then Allen Iverson's one of the best ball players of all time. No championship, right? Like, what matters more to you, right? Because y'all have a great run. If we're talking like that, y'all run is great.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking all the women. Yeah. Having all the drugs.
That's true.
The actresses are great. They're great. They sell drugs, too. It's a multi-layered business of drug dealing, yet I don't understand how nobody understands saving, expenses, modest. Like, y'all just don't want to win.
I had this conversation where we go into the writer's room, and I'm like, can we just be on top of the world?
Like, what are we gonna?
And they're like, there's no show. I've made this joke before. Imagine Brayden and Tariq pull up in the Porsche to the drop. It goes smoothly.
Okay, look, check this out.
The episode's 4 minutes long.
No, let me blow your mind. You don't go to the drop. Why would you be going to the drop? You're worth $5 million.
Wait, but then
cash.
There's no show. That is
the show.
That is me.
Show.
No, no, this is the show.
You
that,
saw the Sopranos. You saw the Sopranos.
That is me and him playing video games like this.
No,
and
no,
then,
no.
And then he gets a phone on the burner, drops done, and then we're just like this.
The Sopranos. That's,
that's the episode.
Because drug dealers don't die. Drug dealers don't die. They get fat and move to Miami. So check me out. The Sopranos is literally the show about the guy that made it.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best shows of all time. We can have a little bit of that. We can have a little bit of y'all won. What if there was a whole season of
let us win?
I'm on your side. I want that to happen.
You know what?
Let
I mean?
Us win, man.
We have five seasons of craziness. What if there was just one season of y'all making good decisions?
Yeah, just making good
just
decisions.
Smart,
and,
solid.
And enjoying the fruits of our labor.
Hey, like, come on, did you invest that?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing those? He's actually has $3,000 Yeezys on right now. I was like, why are you wearing those $3,000 Yeezys? That's Michael Rainey.
So listen. So the characters are reflective of
that. Yeah.
Got it.
We have now blurred the lines.
Meanwhile, I have no chains, nothing on, and I'm like Rolls.
Rolls. Yeah. Like, he got the Rolls Royce, though. I would love a fucking Rolls Royce. I love a Rolls Royce. Kicking your feet up in the back of the Cully.
That's
like, come
crazy.
On, man.
Actually, bro, I'm so tired of driving.
It's
New York.
New York is annoying. It's really annoying. Like, driving is annoying. Like, at this point, I don't drive, like, to get to point A to point B. I drive, like, for actual fun. Like, if I'm going to drive my car, I'm going with, like, 5, 6 of my men's. We're going to go drift and do crazy shit.
I'm kind of upset. I feel like I gave you guys a bad interview. You know why? Because we just talking like real homies, and I feel like I didn't say nothing controversial. I didn't say nothing crazy.
That's not how we operate. People love just seeing. That's why I love podcasts, because people just have real conversations of people just kicking it.
But I got to sell albums, bro.
All right, so then just...
I cashed down the Rolls to pay for the album.
Okay, so say something ridiculous right now. And then we'll clip it and we'll say, oh my God, Malcolm Mays punches Gianni in the face mid-interview. Like,
no, but I like you.
It's tough.
I know, I am pretty cool.
It's tough.
You know what, bro? I'm a real nigga. Just buy the shit.
Yeah.
Like, I got
did you just say you hate 50 Cent?
Yeah, but he know.
Bro, clip that.
Yeah, yo, that's okay. He know I hate him, but he also know I love him. But like he said, hate it or love it.
Hate it or love it.
I hate and love this guy. I hate him because he's so him, and love him because I want to be what he is.
Yeah,
unapologetically himself at all times. He's the only person that can hold probably hundreds of millions worth of brand deals and sponsorships and say the most non-cancer. That's what I want to be.
Yes.
I want to be able to sit on your couch and be like, hey, my nigga, you know who a fuck nigga? The head of fucking Stars. Yeah. And then go do five shows with Stars. That would be great.
We like him, though. We like him here at the Crew Hazard.
You know I love you, dog. Yeah. He's really like somebody I actually admire. Really.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was just playing.
Hell yeah.
But no, like, dude, you didn't give a bad ending. We had a fucking good time. We laughed our ass off.
Damn.
We laughed our ass off. We had a good time.
You a funny dude. I'll come back one day.
Please. Yeah, please come back. Right before Raising Canadiens, come back.
Oh, for sure. I'll do that. I'll do an episode rap thing, y'all do.
Yeah.
Oh, my recaps go crazy because I just talk shit.
Yeah.
I'm doing a recap.
Yeah.
We are toying with the idea of potentially like doing 10 Forrest recaps, 10 Kanan recaps, and having everyone on. If Stars wants to flirt with the boys, we'll maybe bring it over. Like, that's a potential that
we'd
like to do.
My recap game is crazy, bro.
We'd love to have you.
You ever seen like Snoop talking over those animal documentaries?
Yeah. Yo.
That's me.
I love them shit.
That's me. Like, with the
line,
power
cuz.
Shit. I be watching your shit. Like, what the fuck is what's going on? About my own character. This nigga's a bitch.
Yo, I've been doing the same shit. I would never forget. Yeah. I was watching the episode where it's the funeral, and they after Dre, and then I tell Dre, yo, they coming for you. And I'm looking at the episode, I'm like, damn, why the fuck did I do this? Like, why didn't I let this nigga die?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I'm bugging.
Yeah. I hate when Kane's son's braiding in the episodes. I'm like, I would beat Woody's ass.
I don't know, man. Woody kind of big. I know you be training this shit, like, you know, but like, that'd be actually a good fight. I would pay for that. They need to put that in there. Do y'all physically fist fight in the episode?
Nah, but he's always like, just, and Brayden's always like, okay.
It would be dope if you actually buck, because you know, you buck at him once or twice, and it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. If y'all had a fight,
yeah,
like
yeah,
a fade.
Yeah. That'd be fire.
Like a real fade, and Brayden actually was. Yeah. Brayden was playing.
Yeah. Well, well, that can't happen anymore because Brayden killed Kane at the end of season 3. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to Power.
he's like,
that's,
he's
that's
over.
That's my cue. I need one more season out of this.
He's like, I need one more.
Thank you, Malcolm. We appreciate it, bro.
Listen, man. Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough, man.
My guy.
Hey, man,
fuck with y'all. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
Fuck with y'all. Hey, bro.